Her old black dog sits where she left him on the bank of the river, camouflaged against a backdrop of dense forest. One paw asserts guardianship over the backpack on the ground by his side, while his well-chewed ball, dropped at the shoreline, lies forgotten. He stares intently out at the water, eyes alert, searching. In a sudden movement, the dog stands, body stiff with attention. He spotted something. Small ripples disturb the perfection of the upturned world painted on the flat metallic surface. The dog barks once, the sound echoing out across the river. Ears pricked, he waits, but the only reply is the soft lapping of the water meeting the shore. In the shallows, following the motion of the turning tide, tendrils of her hair float into view, a hand just beneath the surface, pale fingers adrift. Surrounded by dark water, Anna's body, shrouded in a loose singlet, turns slowly in the current, pale and lifeless, one arm anchored in the long reeds. Under the weight of the water, the forest sounds are as muted as the refracted light, but the distant echo of the dog's now frantic barking finds its way down through the opaque flow. A small bubble escapes her mouth, rising to pop on the surface. Her eyes open. Through the water, clouds move across the sky above. It's another world, like looking up through a skylight. Almost peaceful. Until it's not. Anna's body convulses, shattering the stillness of her watery grave. Fear crosses her face as she tugs at her arm, trying to free herself from the clutch of the reeds. Ripping herself away, Anna breaks through the surface and stands, waist deep, water streaming off stinging flesh. Hunched over, she pulls in deep draughts of air and wades quickly to shore where the dog now paces, his sharp bark splintering the air around them. "It's okay, River. I'm here." River, an Australian kelpie, more like his wild ancestor, the dingo, than a domestic pet, meets her at the water's edge, stiff gait giving away his advanced age. Silenced by her presence, he licks the beads of moisture from her legs as she struggles to calm her breathing. She focuses on the familiar rasp of his tongue on her skin until she returns to solid ground. Anna crouches to his level, cradling the grey shadow of his muzzle in her hands, gazing into cloudy brown eyes. Eyes she can both lose and find herself in. "I'm here." Pulling his warm body close, she looks back at the river, lips stiff with cold, fine hairs on her arms standing on end, pricking at every inch of her skin. She rubs at her arm where a crisscross of faint welts has formed from the sharp edges of the reeds. She went out there, into the cold, because she wanted to know what it might feel like to be close to death. Now every nerve in her body is screaming with life. It hurts. Anna shrugs off her wet singlet and grabs dry clothes from the backpack. Pulling sweatpants and a heavy old jumper over clammy skin, River keenly follows her every move, scrambling for his ball as she slips her feet into an old pair of sneakers and picks up the rest of her belongings. They move off together. Anna glances back just once, clutched by that eerie sensation of someone walking over her grave. The river continues its quiet exhale as the girl and her dog slip away through the curtain of forest, leaving only the imprint of their footsteps in the mud as evidence of their presence.